Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Ad Project Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Joe Scheller from Ad Advance, and today I'm joined by Abe from XP Strategy. This is another fun one where we get to do it in person.
It's great. The first one was a lot of fun. It was super interesting, and this was an unexpected pleasure for sure.
I was all set up. Abe was walking by. I was like, hey, let's do a podcast, man.
Yeah, like I didn't expect this at all. I'm like, I just want to check out your cameras.
So Abe, for those who aren't familiar with you, give us a general overview. What you do, how you got into the space, kind of what's the background story there?
Sure, I'll give you the condensed version today.
Yeah.
So currently I manage ads for Amazon sellers. I have an agency that helps sellers of all sizes, all of the spaces within Amazon. I've been running the agency since 2018. But prior to that, I have a selling history that goes back to 1991. So I started selling way back when, even before there was a website. I was sending things to shoppers off of ads and magazines.
Yeah.
And of course, as the world evolved, as e-commerce turned into a thing, we did all the e-commerce things.
Yeah.
We did Yahoo stores, our own website, and of course it evolved to Amazon. I always loved the advertising part of the business much more than customer service or inventory POs or the pile of returns in the corner.
Sure.
So when I had the opportunity to lean into ads,
yeah,
I took that and we've been running with it.
That's awesome. Yep. And so, yeah, Abe, we've gotten to meet at many different conferences.
Indeed, yes.
Always fun talking to you. And one thing that I thought was interesting is for Prosperous Show. So you got to sit down and there was an AI hackathon.
Yep.
And so walk me through that, what that was. And then we can kind of talk about your experience using different tools. And, you know, we all hear a bunch about AI. And
sure.
So I think it's really interesting on what we feel like we can use, what's not quite there, just better perspective of the world, like, and how it's changing. But let's just start with like the hackathon itself. So what
sure.
was that like?
So the hackathon was interesting. In January, the Prosper Show people reached out to me. They said, hey, we'd like you to participate in this hackathon we're doing for the first time.
Yeah.
We'd like you to captain a team, one of several teams that are going to compete with a project, and the best project will win, of course.
Yeah.
We had about 6 weeks. Every week, the group of us that were going to participate sat down for a huddle to figure out all the details, how to make it really interactive, how to keep it within a tight window, and all the things we'll need to do.
Sure.
There was a lot of unknowns. We didn't know if we'd have power for our laptops. We didn't know how many people were going to show up, whether it would be 2 or 200. So we went into it on one hand pretty prepared, on the one hand with a whole bunch of let's see what just happens.
Yeah.
And we got there. The turnout was amazing. We had we originally expected to have 6 to 8 tables worth of people participating.
Yeah.
We ended up with 10 plus.
Uh-huh.
We had to like rope in extra people to help manage these teams.
Yeah.
So we got to business, and the project was going to be the project we had to work on and hack our way through was each table would have a type of product that we would have to introduce a new product into the space.
Yeah.
And we would have to create a whole bunch of assets towards launching this product.
Okay.
And I was lucky enough or challenged enough to have to introduce a new flavor of Oreos to the market. So somebody else had to bring a product to the outdoor space. Right.
Okay.
Somebody would have to bring it to footwear. Somebody had to bring in a new flavor of toothpaste.
Yeah.
So each team had their own project. Mine was a new flavor of Oreos.
Okay.
And one of the keys is that I was not really supposed to do any of the work.
Sure.
It was a project for my team that was assembled impromptu. So I sat everybody down. I went into manager mode and I said, guys, this is our project. We must use AI for all the steps, A to Z. And I'm going to assign you each a task. There was 8 or 9 things we had to provide as deliverables. Things like product packaging,
yep,
things like an Amazon listing that's been optimized, things like a pricing and launch strategy. All the assets that we would use when we launch a product with months of preparation,
yeah,
we had 52 minutes with AI to make it happen.
Okay.
The first thing we did was we sat everybody down and I said, guys, the first thing you're going to learn is that depending on the exact words you use, AI will give you completely different responses.
Sure.
So what I want you all to do is ask ChatGPT for suggestions of flavors.
Okay.
Use your own words. You will get different responses.
Yeah.
We're going to go around with the response that each person likes best. We'll choose a flavor to commit to. We did that. One of the flavors was like, whoa, that's the wow flavor.
Yeah.
After that, we sat down Each person had their aspect of what they needed to do. We got it done. Yeah. And of course, inevitably, things did not work as expected towards the end. Sure. The AI software for creating the presentation decided to like get stuck.
Okay.
But we hacked our way through that also by using like a Word doc.
Yeah.
And we did all of our presentations. And I was blessed or lucky, or we worked hard enough to actually win the competition.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. And the flavor was amazing. We came up with
what was the flavor?
Spicy Sriracha Mango Oreos.
Spicy Sriracha Mango Oreos. Interesting.
Yes. The market demand is probably questionable, but the whoa, what an idea factor is off the charts.
Yeah.
Which is what we aim for.
So you got that idea just by going into ChatGPT, and then everybody was trying different prompts on like, hey, what's a new flavor that I should issue? Or like, how did you get to that point?
Yeah, so I told everybody, use your own words. Some people were thinking out loud. Some people were thinking, oh, should I ask ChatGPT to create something intended for the 18 to 35 audience, or for kids, or that everybody will love, or for seasonal? Everybody had their own twist. I let them talk out loud, but in the end, I said, you have to come up with your own verb, with your own language. And I had done it myself. I had an idea. I said it out loud. Somebody right away, my idea was Hawaiian pineapple pizza Oreos. But I said, let everybody else come up with an idea first.
Yeah.
And as soon as I said my idea, right away, people gave me feedback that some of those ingredients are super polarizing.
Okay.
Like there's a big debate over whether pineapple ever belongs in a pizza.
Right.
Right. Do you want to polarize half the audience? I'm like, you know, that's amazing feedback.
Yeah.
And that's what we have a team for.
Enough, you know? You
yes.
You don't wanna
we don't need that. Into them, yeah. That's fighting words, basically. No, we don't need a civil war, but that was the amazingness of the collaboration, that we can all have different perspectives as people that never met before. I did not know anybody on this table before they sat down.
Yeah.
So we worked our way through all the content.
Yeah.
If I show you the images, you'll say, "I can't believe that's what came out of it in minutes."
Yeah.
And it was just a fantastic experience
all
overall.
Right, so you got the flavor. All right. So now, walk me through all the items you had to create. So packaging.
So we had to create packaging. Packaging, a product detail page, visual assets to support the product page, including infographics.
Yeah.
We had to come up with information about the product, like technical data about the product.
Okay.
We had to come up with an email marketing plan.
Yeah.
We had to come up with pricing for the product and a launch strategy.
Sure.
There might be something I'm missing, but basically it was a pretty comprehensive way that you'd present a new product to a company when you want to launch something.
Sure.
If you're presenting an idea to a team, you say, hey, we want to commit X dollars to an idea. Here's my idea, guys.
Yeah.
That's what we had to come up with in the end as a deliverable.
Okay. All right. So ChatGPT kind of go-to that helped to develop the new flavor.
Sure.
Like walk me through like image generation or like product packaging. So what were the tools that you were using there and how did you go about that?
So it was almost all done in ChatGPT.
Okay.
ChatGPT, if you have the paid version, which a number of people on the table had the paid version, it includes an image generator. I believe it's DALL-E is the image generator.
Yep.
So you can flip it to image generation as what you'd like it to do.
Yep.
And once you flip it there, you can describe the thing you want. It'll give you images. Save those images, we drop them in. So depending on the piece of information we wanted, somebody would ask for, hey, create me an email that I'd use to send out to our audience to announce this new product. It'll create an email. I instructed the team to look at it and possibly suggest at least one revision so everyone can get an idea of what would happen past the first attempt with AI. Because if you use AI, you'll know that a lot of times the first thing is completely fantastical or off the rails.
Yeah.
Tweaking is needed.
Yeah.
So I said, look at it a little bit critically. Don't take hours. We don't have hours. But at least one time you should be able to adjust your first prompt or your first inquiry and get something a little bit updated.
Yeah. So what was like some rules of thumb as you were going through it, say like on the image side, like how did you need to prompt it? How detailed did you need to get? Were there some successful methods that you saw after the fact, or was it just continual revisions? Okay, that didn't mean what I need. Now let's keep tweaking it as we go.
So one of the interesting things was, because we were working with such a compressed amount of time, we were limited in how much we could even discuss what we're doing. Sure. So I never got to see the actual words that anybody used for their prompts. Yeah. I would give them instructions on what I expected it to look like at the end. And I said, use your brain cells, come up with the question to ask.
Sure.
And everybody did an amazing job.
Yeah.
There were a couple of times where we would show, somebody would show what they created to the team, because we needed to collaborate on certain parts, of course. Mm-hmm. And in that case, we would ask, how did you get that?
Sure.
So I got a little bit of insight into what people were asking.
Yeah.
But really, the prompts were pretty straightforward. It didn't require a lot of cleverness or sophistication or experience to make the thing.
Sure. So you get done within an hour.
52 minutes.
And then everybody starts, and then you generate a presentation too. And then here is the overview, here is the packaging, here's what the detail page looks like. And
exactly.
Then present to everybody, and then you were judged after that.
Oh, yeah. So the way that it worked at the end was we were using a tool called Gamma. .app, I think gamma.app. It's a presentation creation tool that utilizes AI.
Yeah.
So we started out with a few shared documents. I had one Word document that everybody had access to drop in their text or images. We had a spreadsheet that we could use to refer to some pieces of information. And we had the presentation software. We worked off the document. I pulled everything into the AI presentation software, and it was supposed to give me a slideshow,
yeah.
But of course it didn't work exactly properly, and we had to hack our way through it,
yeah.
In the truest spirit of the presentation.
Yeah.
So we had to hack our way through software that wasn't being responsive. We ended up using a Word document as our presentation.
Okay.
And the mechanism at the end was we had a Zoom link. Each team would log into the Zoom meeting, and we took turns presenting. So the Zoom link laptop was connected to the big screen that everybody saw.
Yeah.
And each person that was logged into the Zoom would take turns presenting. They would pass around the mic. Hey, talk about the thing that you created for us.
Sure.
And one of the other parts was that the team captain could not be the most polished person showing what was created.
No.
Somebody had to step up from each team.
Yeah.
And of course, everybody was scared up until 5 seconds before.
Yeah.
And then two people said, okay, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And they collaborated to discuss our thing, and
yeah.
It wowed everybody. It was great.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So any key takeaways? So at this point, we have AI, so we don't need people anymore.
Sure. I don't know if that's the takeaway.
So what did you see after like using these tools and everything? Like, how do you feel like as a brand, as a seller, that this like fits into the space? How do you utilize it? Like, where is it best fit?
So I think I came to a sort of realization that AI has been described to the world a little bit differently than how I see it being used. AI is proposed to replace everybody and everything. All of a sudden, a one-man band can be a graphic designer and a data analyst and a listing creator and all the things. You don't need any person. You just need this little piece of free or inexpensive software.
Yeah.
The reality is it is a tool. It's a tool which needs a little bit of effort to be run effectively. And it is really a tool that is best used when somebody who's already an expert in space will utilize that tool to be more effective. What I saw with my team is that somebody who was not comfortable with images was really not comfortable creating a prompt for an image. And somebody would step up and say, hey, I got this part.
Yeah.
Or somebody who was not comfortable with another aspect of it, they could do it. They could write the words, they could get a result, but it wasn't the space they were comfortable with.
Sure.
It's not, they're not automatically going to turn into a thing they never were before.
Mm-hmm.
So AI as a productivity tool, AI as a people to make, as a tool to make people more effective,
yeah,
is amazing. AI as a tool to help people that can't do a thing get started,
yeah,
is also amazing.
Yeah.
So on a personal level, I have to write lots of things. I have to write proposals, I have to write responses to emails, I have to write all kinds of letters, and I have to write blog posts, all things that we do in business.
Yeah.
There's a lot of times where my brain is frozen.
Sure.
I can't wrap my mind around the way to write the thing. And this is even as a person who writes lots of things. I will go to AI and say, help me write a post that's going to show up in this place about this subject.
Yeah.
And it'll write a thing. Even if I don't like 90% of it, now I have a starting
point.
I have a starting point,
yeah,
which never existed before.
Yep.
There's like movies about somebody staring at the page with one letter written for like days.
Yeah.
Now you've got something to start off. Even if you cross it all out,
yeah,
no, I want to do it differently, you have a starting point.
Sure.
So I look at it as a productivity tool that will enhance experts and as a starting tool for people that need a place to start. Yeah. It's different than everybody's replaced. Yeah. It's not where it is.
Yeah, and I like that perspective too, because it's like the workflow may change for a graphic designer.
Right.
And how it's generated, but the expertise is still there. And so while you can utilize AI, and maybe it simplifies the process quite a bit too,
yeah,
having the person who's really geared for graphic design is going to be key, no matter what.
And 100%.
So you need to have a good idea on really what you're looking for, or be able to analyze and get a good perspective on, okay, this is really going to work or this is not.
Yep.
And so while the workflow may change, the expertise is still needed.
Expertise and experience. And, you know, when we looked even at our output now, there were funny typos and people with three fingers, and there's like all the oddities that come with AI generating things.
Yeah.
If you don't know what it should look like at the end, and you pass that on as a finished result, you've got issues.
Sure.
But as a great starting point, it is an amazing starting point.
Yeah. So was there any spots where it did a lot better and other spots where it did a lot worse as you were trying to put the whole package together? Was it more the tech stuff that worked better than some of the images, or like where did you see the strengths, and then where did you see like, oh, okay, that's really weird, like consistently throughout the teams?
So there was the biggest strength was in getting interesting results based on a few words being different between people. At the beginning, when we had to come up with a flavor, the range of ideas across the 7-8 people was a wide spectrum off of prompts that were probably only a few words different.
Sure.
It was really great at that. The place where it struggles is there were times where we needed to do a bunch of revisions, and the more times you do a revision, the more likely it is to go completely off the rails.
Sure.
So we might need to create a slide with an FAQ. It'll give me like 900 words or 1500 words. And we need to tell it, hey, condense this down to 3 points or condense this down to 70 words. By the third request to cut it down, sometimes it loses the whole essence of what it was doing in the first place.
Sure.
And you almost have to start in the beginning.
Yeah.
And I've seen that personally, and I saw it within my team. Yeah. We had to like course correct a lot. It didn't exactly build off of the last thing properly.
Sure. And I love that utilizing it on the ideation side.
Yeah.
And I love the idea, too, of just getting a bunch of people and not much direction, but hey, let's just
get at
it. Ask it the way you would ask it, and you're going to get this much wider range. Versus, I find myself, I kind of get into this, like, when I'm interacting with, like, ChatGPT, I've, like, gotten into this habit of how I do it.
Yep.
But there's so many different ways that you can approach it.
Oh, yeah.
And ask the questions and try to figure out new flavors or different products or things like that.
Everybody writes and speaks and communicates a little bit differently from each other.
Yeah.
We speak well enough to communicate with each other,
sure,
but it's all a little bit different from person to person.
Yeah.
And the AIs are the place where those differences reveal themselves.
Sure.
So it's really super interesting.
Yeah.
The other thing is like two sides of the same coin. On one hand, the starting point of a few words is great for getting things going.
Sure.
On the other hand, apparently there is research that says the most effective prompts are something like 450 words.
Okay, yeah.
You know, when you see these photorealistic pictures of a woman in the jungle with light filtering through the leaves on top, that is a long prompt.
Sure.
And that's how you get to that.
Yeah.
So on one hand, if you can figure out a lot of details in your prompt, you can get unbelievable results.
Sure.
On the other hand, it makes an amazing starting point with just a few words.
Yeah.
Both things are true at the same time.
Yeah. And that's where it's like for the graphic design example.
Right.
Like to get some of those super good images, you have to have a really good idea in your head on what you want to see to be able to prompt it.
Right.
And so, yeah, you can start with the very limited, like just give me ideas. And then
give me 10 concepts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So give me 10 concepts. It'll give you 10 crazy concepts, very unrefined.
Yeah.
Then you take one,
yeah,
you upload it, and you say, this is the thing I like.
Sure.
You know, one of the things I do with clients, and you would appreciate it, and hopefully the audience will appreciate this also.
Yeah.
There are a lot of times where a company wants to expand their product line, and it sort of becomes clear that a new brand is the best way to extend your product line. one thing I've done, and this comes up often and it'll lead to discussions. Sometimes clients will tell me or accounts will tell me, this is our new brand. And sometimes it'll be an open-ended conversation. What do you think about this name? One of the things I've started to do is to go to AI or ChatGPT, and with the client together, like on a Zoom call, we both ask it, hey, I want to create a line of underwater, water-resistant jewelry for 16-year-old boys. Give me a few ideas for a brand name. And it'll come up with 10 names and be like, huh, I like that, those two. Give me another 8 similar to these two.
Sure.
And within a couple of rounds, we've got a brand name.
Yeah.
And it's an unbelievable creativity juicer. Like, it brings creativity into the world. Yeah. Where we might be stuck in our own way of thinking.
Yeah. It's amazing how these tools have come along, like Sora, now OpenAI on the video creation, like just
that's
the
scary
that they've given, it's wild. And so the impacts to e-commerce, to digital advertising, like, man, if I can just type in a prompt and have this video created.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure there's a lot of finessing that's going to need to take place. And, the first iterations, I'm sure, are going to be not as good. And it's going to continue to get better. And so it is wild thinking about where this is all going.
I was just having a discussion with someone else here where they were talking about what the future of movies are going to be like.
Yeah.
And they were saying that we were discussing that one of the concepts that has been discussed is you can watch a movie that you love, and you can immediately tell AI, I love this movie, create another one just like it.
Yeah.
Or you can say, hey, I love this movie, but I didn't like that actor. Replace it with this other actor.
Sure.
And boom, it'll make you the exact same movie with that other actor done inside.
Yep.
So we'll be able to, in theory, create video content for ads tailored to each person's viewing history. If we know this person has a certain purchasing history or we know that they live in a certain region, we can tailor immediately the video output or even the main images or the entire listing to the language there. So if we're selling soda in Chicago in the Midwest, they call it pop. The creative that shows to those people, right, the creative that shows to those people will say pop.
Sure.
And they don't have to like give the little bit of translation to that.
Yep.
And it'll show itself in 100 ways.
Yeah, I was just at LiveRamps. They have a conference in San Francisco. I was there last week. And like another key piece that a lot of people were talking about is virtual product placements too in video. And
oh,
so
yeah.
I could insert like a bubbly or a pop in the background. And now you're not seeing the advertisement that's interrupting the flow.
Right.
But being able to standardize, like you can get to the point where you can customize what you're actually seeing in the video. And Amazon's even shown their virtual product placements.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I'm very much a Diet Coke person. Yeah. It would be amazing if every soda that was ever shown in a movie was Diet Coke. And they can tell from my purchasing history that I like Diet Coke.
Yeah,
or alternatively, for the right bid, they would start suggesting a different brand.
Sure.
Like that, the possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
maybe a little bit scary also, but certainly endless. And this is where creativity is going to come into play a lot.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's been a really cool example. And within the span of an hour, you guys had a new product, new idea, packaging, product detail page, a presentation put together.
Oh, yeah.
And while it may not be as polished and ready for prime time, like it gives you such a really good starting point. And so I think it's a really cool case study on just how you can lean into AI, and especially on the creative side, like just trying to get ideas or brand names or different things like that, a great starting point, like you've covered. I feel like these tools can really help accelerate getting over.
Oh, yeah. Listen, we live in a world of deadlines.
Yeah.
And now we have things that get us to those deadlines a lot faster.
Yeah.
Maybe procrastinators will love it most of everybody.
Yeah.
It's a super procrastination tool.
Yeah.
But yeah, when somebody says, listen, we have a timeline and we need the first step done very quickly.
Sure.
AI is your best friend at that point.
Yeah. So Abe, for people who want to learn more about you or connect, like where should they go?
Sure. So I'm on all the social media places, whether it's LinkedIn or Facebook or Instagram. You can look for me by my name, Abe Shamali. I'm also on the internet at xpstrategy.com or actually abeshamalialso.com. Just roll straight to it as well. So however you want to find me, put my name into the internet and you'll find me.
Yep. So make sure to connect with Abe.
Yes.
For the guy with the white beard.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So Abe, really appreciate you joining.
Joe, it's always a pleasure.
And for all those who are listening to the Ad Project Podcast, as always, really appreciate you listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.